So welcome, everyone, to the Conscious Business Telesummit, Mastering Your Inner Game. This is the second series of telesummits around conscious business, and I am really, really excited to have you all here and exploring the inner game with me. I wanted to just go over a couple of logistical things. First of all, just welcome to everyone. At the beginning of each call, I like to have a check-in. So before the hour, I'll show up anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes before the call just to check in and to say hello. And for those of us that are on this call, to come to know one another a little bit more. It really makes a difference when we know that we are connected in community to one another. So that feels really great. So please do show up if you want to connect. I forgot to write it in this morning's email. I'm trying to keep the emails just to one email a day. I'm actually going to have to send one today just because I forgot to leave out a very important piece. The calls are live or free, and the replays are for 24 hours. And that's by design, because we really want to be in the energy of the speaker for each day and really be here and listen and apply, try things out from what we're getting on these calls. You're going to hear a lot of things. There's really a fantastic roster of speakers. So not everybody's going to be for you. Not everybody's going to be your speed. Not everyone's going to be your style. For some people, they may. Some people may resonate with every single speaker. But everybody that speaks has really something to offer. And so as you listen in a really deep and engaged fashion, you will hear what's here for you. So just be aware of that. So that webcast link is also the replay link that comes in your email. So that same link is going to be available after the call for 24 hours. Submit your questions on the webcast, and if you can, beforehand, so that way I can make sure that we answer your questions. Sometimes it won't be possible because we're getting loads of questions. So I will try. If you put your email in there, you want to make sure that you get answered, put your email in there, and I will make sure and send you a personal email response. And otherwise, what I'll do is I'll just put these topics on my blog and I'll write about them. So you will receive offers. People are donating their time. It takes quite a lot of energy to put on an event of this magnitude. As seamless and as easy as it all seems, it takes a good amount of energy. And everyone who is here is really coming here and is offering you content, is going to offer you tools, tips, a different way of seeing, a different way of engaging your inner game. So there's loads of value to be had here. So you've got to check in, and this is part of what's really an invitation in my community always, is to check in for yourself. This is not about selling, even though I do, benefit from the series. I am an affiliate for all of my speakers. But everyone benefits. My speakers benefit. You benefit. Everyone. If you feel called to either purchase my series or purchase something that one of the speakers has on offer, check in for yourself and know if this is so for you. And so this is great practice. So the offers are, the last 5 minutes, and that's it. I really want to deliver content. I really want to impact. I want us collectively to shift consciousness around business, especially for many of us that are service professionals, that are solo professionals, that are entrepreneurial, that we're doing our own thing. We've got our own work that we're bringing into the world. And so these are the people that I feel really resonant with. It's who I am, and it's my tribe, people who care, who have integrity, who really want to deliver their gifts, their abilities, their service to the world, and want to be compensated in a way that really honors them. So it really feels like that energy of namaste in yoga, where the divine in me salutes the divine in you. And everything is a divine exchange. Everything is this honoring of one another. So I really want that energy to really be the energy of our Conscious Business Telesummit. So that's about it in terms of the logistics. So I will start every single call with a connection. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. Take another nice deep breath. And on this exhale, just feel yourself really becoming fluid, open, flexible. Kind of like the inside of you can jiggle and move around. And it's a feeling, it's a sensation in your body. It's not something in your head. And one of the things that I have found that really helps to get you into this experience of your body is to stand. So if you're seated, I'm going to ask you to stand for a moment. And just place your feet hip-width apart, soften your knees, just bend them slightly. Release your hands at your sides as if you've got these little 5-pound sandbags on either side of your shoulders. And inhale and exhale and just release and relax. And feel yourself here and now. And feel that sensation of nowhere to go and nothing to do. Something you might have when you're looking at your child playing. Or you might be on a walk. You might be with your pets. You might be doing what you love. You might be dancing or painting. You might be lying on a beach just listening to the roar, the waves. And just allow yourself to sink even deeper until you are at one with the pulsing heartbeat of life. Doesn't matter what you call it. It's what gives rise to everything. What gives rise to you. What gives rise to our planet. What gives rise to all that is. And it's an energy that can be felt and can be understood beyond the intellect through feeling and sensing and knowing. And knowing is like a download. And so know that on every call, there is an offer, there is an opportunity to engage the moment. And there's something for you here. And it's about you, about your being. As you engage this idea, this vision, this dream, this longing of a conscious business, take a nice deep breath and exhale. And really feel the energy of that collectively, all of us. There's over 3,000 people engaged in this adventure. Whether they're on the phone or listening to the replay, there is no time in the world of energy. And we were energy before we were physical. And everything is energy. So just feel yourself as this connective weave of creation. And know that there is a calling right now for what you are wanting to bring into being. Life is eager to explore with you a conscious business and to bring it to life your way and the only way that you can. Take another nice deep breath and exhale and just feel how that intention of yours really so beautifully formed through your heart, through your whole being, how it ripples into everything, touching everything and everyone. Just as you are touched by everything and everyone. And there really is no separation between you and your desire and your dream and your vision. It is just a matter of timeline. And sometimes we can collapse that timeline and things can happen extraordinarily fast if you're willing to be shifted. Because make no mistake, a conscious business requires a shift of being. Take another nice deep breath and exhale. Thank you, everyone, for that wonderful engagement and your presence. And so, as I was running my last telesummit was when this telesummit was born. Because some of what occurred while I was doing the telesummit was a lot of interaction with people who are participating. And I became aware of how much unconscious stuff was going on, things like projection, assumptions. And once I got into conversations with people, things really shifted, and it was glorious. It was wonderful. There were a number of people that I had these conversations with that, you know, we started communicating via email. The energy opened. We were both open. And so we're asking. We're really looking. If you're here, you're attracted to the idea of a conscious business. That means you're someone that you're on the path of, I'm not going to say enlightenment, because that's kind of, you know, what does that mean? in the everyday world we're living, it's about being aware. It's about being awake to the possibility. Makes me feel very kind of Star Trek-y, you know, to boldly go where no man has gone before, kind of. And I think that that's what each one of us is really seeking in our life. There's something uniquely that wants to be birthed through us. And it comes through as these hopes and visions and dreams and longings that we have. And so how do we bring them to life? Lots of times they don't even make sense. We really can't even articulate them. And so part of what I would like to do in this series is help you articulate some of that through the reasons why it's not showing up. Ha-ha. So one of my orientations and some of the shifts that I'm going to ask you to explore, I'm going to ask you to explore three today with me. And some of you may have heard some of these from the other telesummit. So the first shift that I'm going to ask you to explore, and you're always at choice, right? There's a line from The Course in Miracles that says about, you know, that the course is the course and only the time you choose to take it is your choice. You know, the curriculum is established, so to speak. And I kind of feel that way about this. We each have to honor each other's path on the adventure. And we each are the authority in our own lives to know what's a yes for us and what's a no. And you know that your body tells you instantly. So these connections that I do at the beginning, they will really expand your ability to feel, sense, and know for yourself, which is really quite excellent and extraordinary, and that's where we want to be. Because what's most exciting is co-creation and collaboration. The old paradigms of power are gone. They're disintegrating. They're falling apart. I mean, I don't care if you're looking at the healthcare system, at Wall Street. It doesn't matter where you look. They're all falling apart. And that's because we are no longer asleep. There are many things that have shaken us up energetically and in reality in our physical world. The things that are happening externally have changed us. And we are no longer asleep. And so, welcome. As we each awaken more and more to what's possible. So the first shift is problem to potential, right? And we know, we all know, we've read all the books. We probably have the very same library, many of us, you know, about focus and attention. But this is about in each moment when you're feeling not so pleasant. Mastering the inner game for me, what really created huge shifts for me was my ability to start engaging the stuff that was coming up in my life every time I wanted to do something or be something. I started engaging it from my intellect, and it really just did not happen. It didn't matter how many books I read, how many courses. I would get a little thing here, a little thing there, and it would really, you know, it would help some. And then, you know, I don't know what happened. I'd spiral back, and I'd be back where I started. I'd be like, whoa. And it just didn't seem to work. So the other shift I'm going to ask you to make is intellect versus knowing. All right, so problem versus potential. Right? It looks like a problem. Guess what? It's something really glorious if I will only just notice. Just notice. And in noticing, in a deep being with, there's nothing that you need to do. Because what happens is noticing engages your being. So take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And let's just play with this first one. Problem versus potential. There's a problem somewhere in your life. I'll bet. Somewhere in your life there's a problem right now. Right? Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And just notice it. Whatever it is. And just notice how it feels when you notice. Right? So as you're noticing, just notice how it feels in your body when you're noticing. And just allow yourself to feel spaciousness amid the other things that you are feeling. So there's room for things to move and shift. Sometimes I imagine the problem just kind of like inside out, just the way you turn a shirt inside out. I turn it inside out, and I see what else is here. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just imagine that this problem is on the surface of a really, really calm pool of water. There aren't any waves. And so just notice how it looks from here, from the top. You're kind of floating on the top and you see it. Yeah. There's that problem. Take another nice deep breath. And on the exhale, just allow your feet to just touch the earth underneath, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until your feet touch the bottom of the pool. And just notice the same thing, that same in quote problem from here. And just notice what you notice. And so you might notice a lot of things, and you might not notice too much at first. But just notice how your body feels right now as we're noticing. Just notice where your energy is. Good. So the second one is intellect to knowing, and we just played with that one too. So intellect is the stuff that you've learned, that you know, the books, the training, all that great stuff that one day somebody put into a book in the learning and a training, right? So at some level, you are consuming someone else's knowing for a specific point in time, for a specific circumstance. Imagine if you had like a library of all the wisdom accessible. And I know some of you are saying, oh, yeah, I know the Akashic Records. And I'm going to say that's also somebody's knowing. How about direct experience? How about DC? Instead of AC, how about let's go DC, direct current. Take a nice deep breath. And exhale. And just know if you have direct access to the sourcing of life, whatever you call it, you can call it God, you can call it source, you can call it creation, you can call it life. You can call it anything. You know that it's true. And you have direct access to this all the time. And your body and your breath are a bridge to knowing, to direct current. So I'm going to invite you to explore intellect versus knowing. It is a fun ride. You are going to be flabbergasted. Some of you, a lot of you already know how much you know, but we're going to really expand your broadband sensing just by being at choice with these shifts, you're going to realize how much more you do know about everything, about your marketing message, about your brand. All of that stuff is an outflow. It happens naturally once you're actually sourcing the real deal, the real deal of you. The problem I find with my clients, with their business, is that they're not really being who they are. They're being who they think they should be, who somebody said they are. Perhaps it was some really well-meaning trainer or facilitator that said, you should do X. And some of what happens with that is it kind of dims your own brilliance and your own certainty of your own knowing. And what the world wants from you, what the world wants from all of us, is our brilliance. That's what really turns us on when we see the kind of stories that happen on, you know, whatever that show is in Britain about the singers. I forget all these because I really don't watch TV, but I hear about them on the Internet. All these stories of, you know, how people, like, have these extraordinary experiences and they come through, you know. It's like, that's brilliance. That's being your brilliance. And it happens when you're relaxed and when you're super connected. And when you keep having the experience over and over and over of who you really are. So, the third shift I'm going to ask you to explore. Again, we've all heard these words, and I'm going to ask you to explore the energy of the words, not only what I'm saying, but notice what you're feeling as I say the words, and tune in DC, direct current, to the energy of the exploration. So this third shift I'm going to ask you to explore is add effect to add cause. And if you've done any metaphysical training, you've heard this. This is nothing new. Adela, come on. So moment to moment, not only on the Telesummit Hour, but as you're washing dishes, as your kids are doing like something really crazy and really whacking you out there for a moment, or maybe you've got a project and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to do this thing, or there's some place you've got to go that you don't really want to go. If you're me, it might be a baby shower. You know, as these moments start arising, I'm going to ask you to explore these three shifts. Right? Problem to potential. Intellect to knowing. Add cause. Add effect to add cause. And so this is like anything else. The more that you are tuned in, turned on, the more that you're going to notice is happening. And so one of the things that I'll ask you to do, if you want to, is look for the signs. That's one of the things that I do. It's like when I used to own a health club with my brother, a World Gym franchise. And after I left my gig managing technology in corporate America for a New York City law firm, I was working with people who wanted to shift their bodies. And lo and behold, it's driving me crazy. You know, because I would give one person the same set of things, you know, of course specific to their unique situation. And one person would get results and the other person wouldn't. And I remember I also led group classes and used to teach yoga. And, you know, somebody would come up, I hate my stomach. You know, and I knew instinctively, I was like, no, let's just have fun with this. Let's just be in the body in a different way. And so these shifts, moment by moment, you have opportunities throughout your day all the time. And so this is just a matter of being conscious, right? Conscious business means a conscious business person is coming through. So the more that you engage life dynamically, the more you come to know who you really are, the more you come to know who you really are, your business is a snap. Now, the rub is most of us resist that getting to know who you are because it's downright frightening, as that Marianne Williamson greatness quote goes, you know. So I wanted to explore, I wanted to take a moment to see if there were any questions before I explore three of my favorite adventures, resistance, assumptions, and judgment, three of my personal favorites that I've had lots of experience with. So I just wanted to pause for a moment and see if there were any questions or anybody that wanted to check in. I know this is it's a little different than the rest of the calls. The rest of the calls I'm interviewing some fantastic people, but since this is me on my call today, I can do whatever I want. And I feel like I'd like to check in and just see if there are any questions or comments. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put us on Q&A, and I'm just going to check on our webcast. We've got loads of questions. So I'm going to put us on Q&A, and if you'd like to speak, press star 7 to speak, or if you've got a question, I'd really like to keep it to questions. Or if you really experience something, if you want to just briefly laser-like share, that would be wonderful because we've got a lot of people on the call. So star 7, if anyone would like.
I have a question. Hi, Jennifer. I have a question.
Okay, there's two people there. Who would like to go first?
I will.
Okay, I will is who?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia.
Yes, St. Louis. Earlier you talked about a shift, and I believe you were referring to a shift in the universe, and you talked about procreation, collaboration, and the old idiom of falling down.
Mm-hmm.
Could you... I'm not quite sure what you meant when you said that shift. I'd like to understand what that is better.
Oh, sure,
that shift,
Cynthia.
That is taking place.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. All right, if you don't mind just pressing star 6 again so that we can go back on mute. And then the other person, I'll answer your question right after. I live in the New York City area, and I remember 9/11. I lived it. It was here. It was happening. I could see it from my window because New York City is that close. And I worked in New York City for over 23 years, and I saw the shift of when systems fall apart, and that reverberated throughout this country. That event was, for me, a cosmic opening for a breakdown of the old, and it ushered in a lot of the old systems, the old proprietary, the old leadership systems, top-down. Even though when I worked in corporate America, they, yes, we had teams to roll out technology, but it really wasn't teams. You know, I've got a very different experience of collaboration, and the kind of collaboration that I'm talking about is not so much about a charismatic leader and someone that, you know, is at the top and is going to, you know, move it for. Even Obama, when he was speaking, when he was running for election, he was talking about that he couldn't do everything by himself. It's the same kind of thing, but I would say going a step further, that it's about each one of us being leaderful and really owning our own energy, our own brilliance of who we are. And as we do that, the relationships are going to change. Businesses change. Businesses change, personal relationships change, marriages are changing. I mean, I'm seeing this in the people that I know, how marriages are shifting, how businesses are shifting, how the way that we partner is shifting. And people are really wanting a more meaningful connection. They're wanting to really know one another. And it's not so much about the end result. It's also about the experience and the process of being with one another. It's not only about getting to the end goal, but it is about the experience of how we adventure together. I know that before, you know, you could feel very anonymous in New York. And let me tell you, during 9/11, during like a couple of months there, it was extraordinary, the shift that occurred. You know, strangers were talking to each other. They were, even though New Yorkers get a bad rap, because New Yorkers are really very friendly and very helpful. But there was an energy of community that I had never felt before. And I think that as a people, in general, as part of the human race, the way that families have changed, the way that they have shifted, the way that organized religion has shifted, and we no longer have this connective glue to one another, I think we are all seeking real community. And so some of us are finding it virtually, and we have for a very long time. I've had strong virtual communities for over 6 years. Some of these people I'm actually meeting in person now. But we're looking to dynamically come together with one another. It's not like, you know, you have your friends from childhood all the way. The way that the world is now, with us, everything coming so fast, it almost feels like we're modular sometimes. You know, where can I fit myself in, you know? But there's nothing really frightening about it. Our nature is connective. And what's starting to happen as we start coming online more, Cynthia, is that a lot of these defenses, a lot of these things that we thought were true start falling away. And you could meet a stranger, and right away you could feel like you know that person. You feel like you've known them your whole life. There's a level of connection that's available now because of the breakdown of a lot of the old systems that are no longer working, that are forcing people who were in corporate jobs or had safe jobs, and now they're out of a job. Now they got to figure out, how am I going to make money? So for a lot of these people are exploring business and their own businesses, because they know that really you can't rely on any system. They could just fall apart. So one of the best things that you could do is invest in yourself and create for yourself. And my idea, at least the thing that I've been getting, Cynthia, is that as a community, if we come together in this conscious business, that we can actually propel each other collectively a lot quicker than doing all this stuff by ourselves. It's not the time to do anything by yourself. And yet, there are certain things that are asked for as you come into connection and into collaboration with other people. And you really can't collaborate with other people if you don't get your own brilliance. It just doesn't work brilliantly. Does that answer your question, Cynthia? Okay, she's on mute now. So
yes, I was unmuted. Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. And there was one other person there on the line.
Yes, hi. Thank you for doing this. This is really helpful. I had a question
I'm
about...
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Shireen.
Shireen?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I had a question about the problem, potential, intellect, knowing. All of this you're referring to is when you come up with something that's bothering you? Is that, I missed the first part.
Yeah, it could be. It could be something that's bothering you, or it could also be an opportunity. I use this all the time. Like, let's say I've got two workshops I want to go to. I'm like, okay, you know, before I might have gone by the details and by what the deliverables of each one, right? Maybe. No, actually never. I probably would have never done that, but some people might. For me, I check in instinctively, and I see, and I just energetically, I get out of my head, and I get into my body, and I engage what I feel is the potential of each workshop, for example, and then I'll get specific images. I'll get specific things. Of course, I do this all the time, and I'll make a choice from that, and I know because how it feels in my body, I know how it feels. And if you're not a feeler, so this comes really naturally to people who are feelers and they feel a lot in their bodies. They're very sensitive. So if you haven't, you know, if you're feeling like, well, I'm not sure I get this, I'm actually doing some free calls in the morning. It's a program called Conscious Energy Shifts where we do this every morning for I lead folks through an experience and then we check in. So it's a matter of, it's a reorienting and it's a tool. It's a device. And there's all kinds of devices. This is just a device that I use. So I use it not only when I'm having a problem, but I also use it for anything, for my business, for my speakers, in deciding who my speakers are. I use it for that. I use it for everything. For everything. Does that make sense?
Yes. And it, when you refer to resistance and assumptions and judgment, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's energy. The thing is that we're used to viewing energy from its problem perspective, whereas it's a lot more sparkly when you view it from potential. It actually it activates you. Because the energy of a problem, just notice how you feel when you've got a problem, and just think of a problem, and just see what happens in your body. You contract. We are Possibility is seductive. It's ecstatic. It's pleasurable. And let me tell you, I live in an area. It's an immigrant area. I live in Newark, New Jersey. And I, let me tell you, people are not in a high-income bracket, but there are a lot of bars and restaurants. Because we want to be where there's pleasure. It feels good to eat. It feels good, you know, to dance and to socialize and, you know, whatever, do the wild thing or whatever. You know, I mean, really, we are creatures that are propelled. Our whole species is we're still here because of pleasure. So if we orient towards the potential, it opens us. And as we open, much more can come through us. We become hyper-creative. So someone this morning was just like, you know, I wrote down to write something, and I've got a book. It was wonderful. I was like, yay, sis. You know, and it's amazing what happens when you just step into your feeling, sensing, and knowing nature, and you start stepping out of the dogma and the drama, I call it. The dogma and the drama, which is what happens when you're doing resistance, judgment, and assumptions. So, does that help?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
So, can you also tell us about the conscious energy shift call, what time that is?
Oh, they're 9 o'clock in the morning. And if you just go to consciousenergyshifts.com, you can sign up. It's free. And I'm doing them every morning, 9 o'clock Eastern. We've got over 650 people participating. So, and we've got an extraordinary community of people who are showing up brilliantly. There's like all kinds of great stuff happening. And, cause the other thing, this is a collective movement, what I would call a collective movement. It's a collective intention. It's, you know, like what they said, you know, what they say in scriptures and things like that. You know, when one or more of us are come together with an intention, that's what this is. This is a collective intention. There's at least 3,000 of us that want a conscious business. And so you're here looking for that. You're here saying, conscious business. Yeah, let me check that out. There's something here that felt magnetic to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have signed up. God knows you don't need another email, right, from somebody else. But it's compelling. So this is a collective movement. And as each one of us steps up and says to them, you know, because this is one of the things that I feel made a huge difference for myself. Once I realize that yes, I'm co-creative, but I'm at cause with my choices, with how I choose to engage life. You know, you always have the option to engage the potential of something. I won't say it's not challenging sometimes. It is challenging sometimes. But I will say this, if you regularly choose to be at cause with how you engage life, it gets easier and easier to have a glorious life. An hour and a half before the telesummit today, the power went out on the whole block. And I started laughing. I was like, oh, this is so hysterical. And I called one of my buddies, Suzanne Holman. I'm like, you may need to do the webcasting for me, you know, because she had offered to help me out. At another time, I would have so freaked out about it. I was just like, okay, can't use the cell phone. Oh, landline. Thank gosh. This still works. I have a phone. So the more that your energy is open and free and it isn't hooked in to all these beliefs, and we know that beliefs are a problem. I mean, those of you that are on this call, I know that you've already done all the reading. You've done a lot of personal development. You've already done so much in your life to bring you to this point where conscious business seems like an attractive thing. I know that you've done a lot. You've done a lot of this already. So it's just really being, really knowing knowing that you are at cause, yes. And knowing that as each one of us really gets this and we start opening to this, the beliefs fall away. It's not like you have to go out of your way to like pluck them out and do, you know, I joke because I was a Reiki. I guess I still am a Reiki master, but I really don't really practice Reiki anymore. Even sometimes I have when it feels right. But it's not like you need to have, you know, the secret handshake and the systems and the hand. It's not. We are hardwired for brilliance and connection. There's nowhere that you've got to go to get a little paper. Does somebody tell you, you know, Yes, now you can do this. You are it. You're connection itself. And you know this. You walk someplace, you walk in someplace, you can feel whether you're going to like these people or not. There's something instinctively. Sometimes some of that may be assumptions, but the feeling is there. And so one of the things that I noticed about my three favorite playgrounds, really these are my favorites, they have just been in my life so consistently, is that I wrote about this on my blog, I think it was this morning, that it's about separation, all this stuff. I don't care what it looks like. If it looks like resistance, if it looks like you're judging somebody, if it looks like you made an assumption, it's all about separation. It's all about disconnection from the other, whatever the other is. The other can be a person, it can be an idea, it can be a project, it can be anything. And so what the disconnection is letting you know is you're not being who you are. Because who you are is a cell in this enormous and glorious, at least this is my story, they're all stories, but my story is this one. That we're all, you know, cells in this living organism of life, just like the body is. You know, the body's organized intelligence. We're organized intelligence that knows that we're organized intelligence. Yeah, kind of cool, you know. But it's really about just being here. It's just about being here and noticing and using some of these tools. After a while, you don't really, you know, you won't even need the tools, or you'll come up with your own tools. I always think that's the best thing. Come up with your own system, your own thing, whatever it is that you do, where you have this access to who you are. And what happens is that then this starts being the default mode. This starts being the default mode. Instead of having moments of brilliance, your brilliance is on, and every once in a while, there'll be like some dull moments, where you'll be like, oh, wow, okay. But the shift is not that hard. And the shift is always experiential for me. I found that so long as I was in the intellect, it didn't move. It didn't move for me. I kept doing workshop after workshop after workshop after workshop. And, you know, I was wondering, like, well, you know, like, why not me? Why can't I get this? Why can't I, you know, be in abundance with my business? Why aren't I having, like, all these clients coming my way, you know? And the whole thing about mastering the inner game is that the business comes as you shift. Because one of the things, you know, a business is an evolutionary tool. Because everything that is in the way of you having a brilliant conscious business comes up. And it comes up not to keep you at bay, not to say, well, you're not going to get that conscious business, babe. Because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No. It's letting you know, oh, my God, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What the heck is that? So everything that comes up lets you know the playground that's up for you in order to have your conscious business. Your conscious business wants you just as much as you want it. And so what comes up, the things that come in the way, and that's what our speakers are going to be exploring this week. I'm really, really excited. We've got such great people. So they're going to be exploring that. So for me, I could go on and I could talk about resistance and judgment and assumptions, but they're all about separation. They're all about separation. They're all about something isn't what I want it to be. Or you're not the way you should be. And so the most extraordinary tool is this tool of noticing. Just noticing. Noticing the things that you're saying inside before you behave or have an action that comes from it. Because that's the point. And where a choice can be made. But you won't even have to make a choice if you notice, because as you notice, it's like the mist dissipates. And you can really, really start seeing more clearly. Because what happens is that there's so many conglomerated, it's like they're a mass. There are so many beliefs, there are so many things that are inside of us that we've assumed are true. And again, an assumption. And so this is about really delightfully exploring who you are. And you are a dynamic life in constant connection and in constant movement. Constantly. It's one thing that is guaranteed is change. It can be a livening change. And not all the days are, starlight and moonbeams. Sometimes there are days that are just like really being with what is. And there's just such deep compassion that arises for yourself and for everything from that. Like, this is life. This is the bitter. This is the sweet. This is the good. This is the It is. And so it's not about, the end goal. Lots of times it's like this whole striving to get somewhere, to get somewhere, to get somewhere. Okay, once I've got, I remember hearing years ago there was this whole, it was something really clever, like we go around, if I do this, then I have that, then I'll be XYZ, right? I remember reading in some book somewhere, it's be, then have, then do. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so clever. Of course. Of course. But the kicker is, okay, how do I get to be, how do I feel this? How do I get to feel it? How do I get to feel my brilliance? How do I get to not feel this resistance? How do I get through this assumption? How do I get through that? How? And so what I found that was really helpful for me was not doing it alone, first of all, because it's really hard because you're really rough on yourself most of the time. Compassion is maybe at the back door, but it's certainly not greeting you at the front door when you come in. With ourselves, that seems to be like this prevalent, attitude that we have. Other people won't be that way with you. And so what happens when you come together in a community that decides to be open, aware, that you are the space of safe, that you are life, and you all come together, and there's a collective witnessing of one another. You're just basically breathing, which is breathing is the bridge. This is it. Breathing moves energy. If you are breathing and you are angry and you go somewhere, like lock yourself in a bathroom and you slow down your breathing really slow, really deeply and really fully, you might start really crying. That can be one thing that can happen. But another thing that can happen is that you will find a still space and your emotions will shift. So breath is very, very Oz. It's very Dorothy. It always takes you home. And so when we come together and we breathe, really knowing who we are and fully intending to be who we are, it just happens. For me, that's the quickest way to do it. That's the easiest way to do it. That's how, if there's any way to do it, in quotes, that's how I do it. And so that's what I invite you to do. Not only on my conscious energy shifts, it's great if you come and you experience it, but you can have this experience if you decide to do it like with your own community. You can choose to do that too, and you can create your own little ripple into the universe. So, my goodness, it's 4:49, and there are just so many questions. This has been so wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone. This is a great topic. Hopefully, this is answering some folks' questions. Oh, great. Let me just see. So there were some really great questions that folks put in. Oh, this one was wonderful from Josanne in Finland. How do I deal with the fear fact that my ideas are stolen? In journalism, very often you offer an article topic to a media and they take the idea and do it themselves. I would say, it makes me smile. I would say, just a big yee-haw is what I would say. There's plenty more where that came from, is what I would say. I find I sit down and I write, and in 5 minutes I write a blog post. Because we're always channeling life. And the thing is, the other thing, I don't know if you can remember a time when you thought of something, or you thought of a great URL, or you thought of a great topic for something, you thought of a great idea for a program, and you went on the internet, and you found it. Somebody else had already done it. Brilliance is constantly beaming into the universe. So if you're open and in flow and you're picking it up, you got it. It doesn't mean that you can't do it too. But in terms of like intellectual property, I know that there are, you know, there are legal things, you know, that that of course are your recourse too. I'm not going to say don't do that, because I think that in certain circumstances that is part of what you need to do. But in terms of this happened to me recently, somebody, well, it was a few years ago, somebody, I shared something in a Yahoo group, and then I found that this person posted it on his site like it was his. And at first I was like indignant. I was like, oh, he took my stuff. He didn't give me any credit, all that yakky yak, you know. And then it was really interesting. I just sat with it a little bit, and I didn't email him. Oh man, it was so hard not to email him, especially because I was like, you know, I was like Rick Shea Rabbit in those days. I was really quick on a draw, and thankfully I had learned to just like chill it for a little while, Adela, before you respond. And then something came to me that said, wow, Adela, that was really complimentary. He must think, you know, quite a bit from you, because he was somebody who was very fussy. You know, he was very particular about writing and all this other kind of stuff that, you know. And the other thought came, he probably, maybe, because he was culturally, he was from another culture also, maybe he didn't think it was any big deal, you know. So I think that with anything, Josanne, I would say this. You need to check in, because even my answer may not be the right thing. So this is that thing about direct current, is really check in each moment. What feels like the right thing here? And right is a misnomer. So just feel into it. Feel into the person. Feel into the situation. And in the beginning, this may feel like, you know, well, this is really airy-fairy, Adela. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. I can guarantee, if you start really engaging your body, your feeling, your sensing, and your knowing, you will be directed to everything. I have more opportunities now than I can shake a stick at. And I was struggling just a little while ago. I was struggling. And it's because, so this is the other thing. A lot of times the path is very circuitous, right? You're saying, okay, I want X. And then it's like you're going on this, you know, yellow brick road kind of thing, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're wondering, okay, like, when the heck does this all come together? I see in my own business now how things have come together. And it's because I did A, B, C, D, E. And so it does come together. So in every moment, it is about checking in, and it is about seeing what is it that wants to be engaged in this moment, because there's always a possibility. So let me move on to my next question. Okay, this is from Lorraine in Okanagan Falls. I have everything lined up for launching my business. I need to start marketing with video and articles. When I start to work on these, my whole system freezes. Can't think or take action. I'm feeling desperate to move on. Well, I would say anytime we come from a place where we need, you know, where it's coming from this push energy, it's just not the thing to do. It's not the thing to do. I've noticed that in business, just like in, I just did a class on building your tribe, social media marketing, which is a bonus for the upgrades of the program. And I remember as I was planning for that call, that I got this idea of we all have our own social media style, right? And so we all have our own conscious business style. So there's loads of tools out there that you can use to let people know about what you're up to. But I'll tell you, this feels like a very, it's such a close shift, but it is. So one thing is telling people about your business, right? And letting people know about your programs and letting people know about the work that you do. And for yourself right now, just take a nice deep breath and exhale. And just feel, when you're talking about your business, where is it in your body? And if it's anywhere above the nose, that's the problem. So, your business has to flow from deep inside of you, and I really feel it coming out through my heart. And I love to speak, so it's also going to come out through my voice and through my hands, because I love to write, and I love to touch, and I love to connect, and I love to create community. So just imagine my hands going out and holding other hands. I love that. I love hanging out with a resonant tribe. I do. So there are going to be ways that are just you for your business. And you may even do a video, or you may even do an article, but that may not be the place that's going to open you up to your juice, to your flow. So I think that it's more important for you to be in the flow of your business. And even before the business, be in the flow of your message. What is it that just so sparkles you up? See, I do this work. I do it for free, and I do it for fee. But even if I'm not getting paid, I'm doing it because I can't not do it. So there's something inside of you that's just like that, something that you can't not do. And so it may be also that you haven't tapped in to that yet. And the reason you haven't tapped into that is because you're still on the surface of you. And so it's about diving really, really deep. It's about being who you are, and who you are is different. Who you are is different than someone else. So anyway, there's so many other questions. This is really wild and crazy and wonderful. Thank you all for being here. There's just such great stuff. Let me just check in, because I know it's 4:57. There are folks that do have to leave top of the hour. I'm going to stay on a little longer if people would like to ask questions. Adela, can you share that one way to learn your yes and no in your body is by starting with small things like vanilla or chocolate today, Italian or Chinese. That helped me immensely to learn my yes and no in my body. Hope this helps. Thank you, Miriam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be a way for you to do that. So great. That's a great tip. Mary, how can I download this? Is it too, oh, thank you. Oh, Mary, I'll send an email about that. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is wonderful. It's so wild and wonderful to have you here. Elizabeth is sharing a great book by Jennifer Powers. Great. Julia Stewart, my buddy. Hi. Hi, darling. Great to have you here. And another book, oh, there it goes, Oh Shift, two people volunteered that book, Oh Shift by Jennifer Powers. So another thing I'm going to say is if you want to connect and you want to find and meet these other people in this conscious business community, go to consciousbusinessnetwork.ning.com. And I'm sure that was in the email this morning. And you can sign up over there. I do ask you to answer three questions. If you don't answer the three questions, I won't let you in. Because this is about being present to your conscious business. And so the thing here is it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be right now. So just answer those questions right now, because the edit button exists, and you can go in and you can change it all. So the thing is just dive in and get to know these amazing and just delicious people that are showing up and are ready to be in community. Because one other thing that I'm going to say about your business that speaks to Lorraine is that as you're in community, people are going to let you know what works and what doesn't work. And as you're in your community and you're talking about your business and you're talking about your ideas, you're going to hear what lands, what works for people. And that's how you're going to get some of those ahas, too. That's how you're going to know. Somebody will say something, and all of a sudden your body will go, yes, and you'll know. Because I'll tell you, most of us do know a yes in our body. Maybe we're not used to using it all the time, but I would say, man, go for broke with this, because there's nothing that's going to actually connect you to inspired action like really going direct current, feeling, sensing, and knowing your own yes. Great. Let me just see a couple more questions. Nicole. Being a freelance TV journalist, I deliver qualified pieces, so I totally trust in my end product, but I'm totally tardy and almost unable to meet deadlines, although I'm really working hard on this handicap. Meanwhile, I don't have the courage to send out applications because I'm afraid that I'll disappoint my potential employers. How can I heal this dilemma? Oh, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing that. Well, it's not a dilemma, it's a potential. That's the first shift I would make. And the second thing is I would just really be with it and see what, you know, as you're with this, you know, allow yourself to sink, to scuba dive, you know, out of the intellect, like where you're dropping from the head into the body is another way to say it. And just feel. Feel into it. And so some of the things that just, you know, and of course, you can do this for yourself, but you can also do this with someone else, and it's always wonderful. I do this with my clients. One of the things that would pop up for me is just really being clean in your communication with prospective people on projects. One of the good things about projects is that, you know, you've got some flexibility in how you do them. And so just letting people know that, you know, you work dynamically and maybe setting a schedule for yourself that gives you enough room that you feel that you can play with and you're not feeling limited and constricted. Because it may have to do with just having some space, and it may have to do with asking for what it is that you want. So it could be any number of those things. We're not in a coaching environment now, so I wouldn't be able to explore that with you. But those might be a couple of places where you might want to play. And by the way, coaching is an extraordinary way to tap into your greatness and to get into this mastering your inner game thing. Julia Stewart, who I just mentioned, is an extraordinary coach and actually is the founder of the School of Coaching Mastery. And there are so many people in this community that are coaches, John from Minnesota, Lael, who may be on this call. There are many people that are coaches that I know personally. And so the good thing about this kind of community, too, is that there's a certain skill set with coaches of deep listening, you know, of seeing brilliance, of you know, sparking your potential, of these glorious skills that you're going to feel as you join the community. You're really going to enjoy that. So I welcome you to come on over to consciousbusinessnetwork.ning.com. So I am going to stop here just because it feels like it's probably a little bit longer, but I'm going to stop real quick. If we've got a couple of questions, I will take a couple of questions. I'm still on Q&A. I didn't go back on lecture mode. So we can take two questions from the bridge line, because I also don't want to make it too long for the folks who are listening in on the replay. So anyone would like to ask a question? *7. And say your name before you ask the question.
Hi, I'm Jane.
Hi, Jane.
I did not hear the third shift. Could you just repeat that for me, please, or I didn't understand it?
The third shift, these were all from memory. I think, okay. at effect to at cause.
Somehow add effect?
Effect. Yeah, so victim. Victim versus power.
Okay.
Would be another way to say it. I don't particularly resonate with the word victim. You know, when you're at effect of something, it's like, oh, it's not my fault. Oh, because it's the external. The external is what rules. And in mastering the inner game, yeah, thank you. In mastering the inner game, that it all comes from you. So it's never about the outside. The outside lets you know what's going on in here and points you to where is the playground that you can explore next. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
So what would add effect to, just say that one more time?
To add cause, which means you're at
to
choice.
Add cause. Okay.
So you're at choice. So you choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Can you expand on that at all?
What would you like me to expand? Tell me what your other question is.
Well, you talked about the first two shifts in considerable detail, but you didn't really elaborate on this third one, which interests me quite a bit.
Okay.
So
all right, well,
I know
okay.
You're running out of time, but if you just have a few things to say about that, that would be.
Yes,
nice.
I can. Thank you. And my time is, I love this, so I could keep going, but I'm just trying to be conscious of folks who pay for the program and folks who are coming here on the call and may have other appointments. So, but I'm definitely very interested in answering this question. So, in a A lot of times we encounter situations where we think that we don't have any power. It may look like outside we have, we're in a job. Like, let's say, well, I would rather work 4 days a week, or I would rather leave early. Well, there's lots of choices that you can make around that. You could choose to perhaps look for another job. You could look at perhaps creating a business for yourself, in the evenings, little by little. You could talk to your boss about, hey, is it possible to do this? That's being at cause.
Okay.
So being at effect would be like, oh, my God, my job so sucks. I hate my boss. You haven't even asked him. Oh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that, yada, yada. Being at effect is feeling the result of the external world without taking the power of your choice and doing something with it. So you can do many things with it. It may or may not shift that. But in your taking power, in your being at cause with things, things will shift, guaranteed. You will shift. You will be different. Your energy will be different because being at effect does not feel good. And it's not who you are. It's not your nature to be powerless.
Great. Thank you.
Did that make sense?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Well, I'm going to put us on interactive mode so that I can sign off. Folks, it's been a wonderful time together. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.